You have a misspelled word in this paper, Don.
Which one's that?
Yttrium.
That's spelled right, Yael. Yttrium is a rare earth element.
It must be really rare. I've never heard of it.
There are 17 rare earth elements, but they're relatively plentiful. They're called rare because they usually occur together in rocks and are difficult to separate from one another. They aren't found in large concentrated deposits like other elements either.
I guess they aren't used for much.
On the contrary, they're used to make lasers, X-ray machines, magnets, fluorescent lamps, computers, and other high-tech equipment. 85% of the world's rare earths come from China. The need for rare earths is increasing every year. That's why researchers at Penn State University are working on a system to make them easier to extract from U.S. coal.
I thought coal was made of coal.
Rare earths stick to the surface of molecules found in coal. In the past, they could be extracted by a process called roasting, but that takes a lot of energy and concentrated acids. The scientists experimented to find a new way to extract the elements with a more environmentally friendly and less expensive system.
Don't we need that coal to make electricity?
The best part is, there are more rare earths found in poorer coal and the coal shale located at the top of the coal deposit than in the best coal. The researchers found that ammonium sulfate worked the best, and once their technique is perfected, they'll be able to extract rare earths out of discarded coal.
Sounds like a win-win situation.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.